Good morning, fantasy football. Whatever time it is, it doesn't really matter because you're here. Welcome into the Dynasty 401, your home for Dynasty and all fantasy football. I'm your host, Robert Iams. Today, I'm the only one on the call, but that's cool. I got you guys covered. We're going to finish covering the rest of the games, starting from the afternoon games up till Monday night. We're going to break down last night's game, which last time I saw it was just 3-3, and it ended up being just a blowout. I ended up falling asleep. That's okay. We got the stats. We got the information. Ready to break it down? Let's get into it, guys. And before we get into it, though, quick shout out to our sponsor. That's MyVTrophy.com. If you guys haven't checked it out, it's the ultimate easiest way to build a virtual trophy for your fantasy leagues, and it's free. And I keep bringing them up, and it's autograph.io. You guys need to go check them out. They got a lot of different sports players on there, and it's art, digital art. You guys go check it out. It's brand new. It's co-founded by Tom Brady. So last night's game, man, what an upset. I'm going to say the Dolphins' defense is back. I don't know if you guys remember last season, but Dolphins' defense was not bad. They were clicking, and it wasn't until like the second half did they really start to click again. And I think that's what's starting to happen here. Over the last 2 weeks, I mean, they pulled up 25 points, depending on your scoring format. Though, here on the defense, 26 against Houston, 25 against the Ravens last night. What a game. Jacoby Brissett ended up getting hurt with his knee, and then Tua ended up coming into play and didn't do too bad. Did get a fumble, but, I mean, he got what needed to get done. Myles Gaskin, down game. We talked about Devontae Freeman being a start. Was not bad. He got 11 points, depending on your scoring format. The surprises here was Albert Wilson and Isaiah Ford. Jalen Waddle coming up big here. Did get the 4 catches, 61 yards. Would have been nice if he had a touchdown, but he did not have his boy in there, Tua, the whole time. Tua came in like the end of the third quarter. Mike Gesicki, though. 0 catches. My guy, what is up with that, bro? 0 for 7. Come on. Just a down game. Don't worry about it. Even though that's very unfortunate that happened. This is just a rare dud for him. Don't worry. Mark Andrews, big game here. Rashad Bateman, Devin Duvernay, Marquise Brown coming up big here. Nice games. Not massive games, but, I mean, they got targets, they got the looks, and they got stuff done. Yeah, nothing really too exciting, just a down game for the Ravens here. Everybody, unfortunately. All right, let's get into the afternoon game, starting with the Minnesota Vikings and the Chargers. You got the 3-5 Vikings and the 5-3 Chargers. Who wins this game? I'm going to say the Chargers win this game. Kirk Cousins and Justin Herbert, those guys are both starts. If you guys did not know, Dalvin Cook is, you know, he's got some problems going on here, some legal situations that you guys need to just kind of be aware of. He is not set to miss any time yet, but he has not been in contact with the NFL. So things could change on a dime. Austin Eckler, of course, he's a start. Keenan Allen has been doing great. Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen. Those guys are going to have good games. We're not concerned about them. Mike Williams, he's still on the sit, man. Still on the sit. I know, I'm just looking at his scores here. I'm looking at who he's had down games against. I mean, over the last 2 games, it's been New England, Philadelphia. Minnesota, their cornerback situation, their secondary isn't as tough, so this could be a surprise game for Mike Williams. Over the last, you know, month, it has not been the case where it's been great, but it's possible he could have a boom game, but I'm still on the cautious side, so take it as if you will. Jared Cook, I have not been starting this guy. He's just up and down for him. I mean, next 4 weeks are going to be tough against tight ends for him. Tyler Conklin, yeah, I mean, he's been getting some targets here. He's been getting some work and it's been pretty consistent. I think he's going to have another game here where the Vikings are going to need to rely on him because I believe this is going to be a big scoring game. We got the Panthers in Arizona. If you guys did not know, Cam Newton is a Panther. He signed by the Panthers yet again. He is back. But P.J. Walker will be the starter this week. And then once Cam Newton's back up into the fold, we'll be able to get Cam Newton back in, I'm assuming, or he might just be a death piece. There's not a whole lot of information as to who's going to be starting. But I don't think they would just sign him and then not have him start here at some point shortly. Yeah, CMC still doing CMC things. If Cam Newton's back in, I think this is going to be kind of a resurrection again for DJ Moore. DJ Moore has been kind of quiet. He has been getting, you know, a bunch of targets. But the thing we're missing here is the touchdowns. We're missing the touchdowns, and I think Philip Walker's going to help him this week. I think DJ Moore's going to have a better game. Robbie Anderson, he's still gone. We're not worried about him. DeAndre Hopkins, he did not practice yesterday. So that's a bit worrisome. So you're going to have to keep that on the radar. Make sure you check the notifications on him. Christian Kirk, Rondell Moore, A.J. Green, I expect them to be utilized. Zach Ertz, I mean, he gets utilized in the small amount. I'm still liking him. Cardinals defense. Look, they're number two, man. They've been doing some good stuff here. Last week against San Francisco, they still pulled up 21 points. Cleveland, 25 points. My only thinking would have been CMC, but you know what? I think the Cardinals are going to be a nice play this weekend. Moving on to the Eagles and the Broncos. Jalen Hurts, he's a start. I think this is going to be a defensive almost kind of game where it's going to be kind of back and forth. These are two good defenses. They're not bad. They're not bad at all. Boston Scott, I think he's going to get the work here again, but you also have Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard was used quite a bit over the last 2 weeks here. So, is he a flex? I think Jordan Howard might be a flex. I think so. I think he might be a flex. But the thing is, though, is Kenneth Gainwell's here. What's going on with Kenneth Gainwell? I mean, you drafted him high, and you've barely used him over the last 2 weeks. What is happening? So it's a very worrisome for Kenneth Gainwell. I'm not worried about his future outlook, but right now it's not what we were thinking it was going to be with Miles Sanders, you know, not being used. Yeah, Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams. You guys know how we feel about Javonte Williams. We love him. This is going to be a good game. It's going to be a better game. The Philadelphia Eagles, they're not super tough against the run. And we've been seeing, we saw last week an uptick in carries for Javonte Williams. I think we're going to see another one here. Cortland Sutton, man, no. Over the last 2 weeks, has just been complete duds where he should have been balling. Cortland Sutton, no. Do not start him. You cannot start him. Jerry Jeudy, he came back. Came back last week. But the Philadelphia Eagles, they got a tough defense against wide receivers. They're not bad. So I'd be nervous to start any of the wide receivers for the Broncos. I have Cortland Sutton. I'm sitting him. Even Tim Patrick, you know, I'm not too excited about him because Tim Patrick, he is back at practice. He had a problem with his knee, but still, man, I don't know. He had a good game last week, got the touchdown, but if he did not get that touchdown, we're looking at like a 10, maybe 12-point game for Tim Patrick, not a big explosive game. So I think the Broncos are kind of going towards more of a running thing here. So, yeah, I'm not worried. I'm not wanting really any of the wide receivers here for the Broncos. Noah Fant is back and activated from the COVID-19 list. I mean, he was getting some work, and he gets work, but he still also has some up-down games. But sometimes it just depends on how your roster is. You might have to play some of these guys. Dallas Goedert, I like him still. He is a start for me. Not too concerned about the Broncos' defense, although they are pretty good against tight ends, but I think him and Devontae Smith are going to have to get some work. Going on to the Seahawks and the Packers. Chris Carson is set to be back this week. Could play if practice goes well. That was 2 days ago. We'll have to see what happens today. Russell Wilson is close to 100%. He said that he could be back this week, which that would be pretty big against the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, you're still starting him. He appears to be on track to play this week. So Wilson and Rodgers, if you have those guys, keep your eyes on them. But if they do start, they are in for me. Yeah, Aaron Jones, looking good. Did have a down game last week. I'm not too concerned about that. Going to be a better game here against the Seahawks. Devontae Adams, what are you doing? Only 6 catches last week? Come on. We need a better game than that. He's going to get blanketed. He's going to get blanketed by the Seahawks this weekend. So we might see another kind of, you know, down game for him this week. DK Metcalf is questionable. He did not practice Thursday, but it seems like this is kind of what he's been doing since week 4. So we'll have to see. I'm sure he's going to be in. I don't see him not being in there. Tyler Lockett. He had another big explosive game week 8. Gone on a bye this week. I think he's going to have a big game this week. And then since he did have the bye, he's got a little energy. Big explosive game. And then I think he's going to be kind of a down, you know, lower games like he always does. You're not starting in the tight ends here. Defenses, you're not starting. Chiefs and the Raiders. Can Patrick Mahomes come and beat the Chiefs? Man. They haven't even played the Raiders yet. Patrick Mahomes has been having some down games, man. Down games. Do you start Patrick Mahomes this week? Here's the thing. It's like you can't just not start Patrick Mahomes. But I think it's a name thing. I think it's a name thing here. Week 7, 11 points. Week 8, 20 points. Week 9, 14 points. The Raiders, what is he going to do? Oof, I really don't know. I think he's going to have a down game. I really think so. And if you somehow you can tilt to somebody who's been doing better, I would definitely do that if you can. Derek Carr here. I think Derek Carr is going to have a good game. I think so. I believe so. Josh Jacobs has not been doing bad. You're still flexing him out. Kenyon Drake here. You know, he's been getting points. It's hard to say not to start him, but I mean, they're using him. So keep flexing him out there. CEH looks good at practice. So if you have Darrell Williams, Derek Gore, it's kind of, I think we're done right now. But just hold on, see what kind of happens here. Hunter Renfrow's a start. Tyreek Hill, man, just having a down game last week, coming back this week. I'm not concerned about Tyreek Hill. Travis Kelce, you're still starting him. Darren Waller, obviously. Yeah. There you go. Last game, the Rams and the 49ers. Going to be a great game. We might even see OBJ out there. He could play Monday night. That'd be pretty insane. Matthew Stafford is a start. Jimmy Garoppolo, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Even though he's had 2 good games this last 2 weeks, I don't think it's a good idea. Not against the Rams. Darrell Henderson is a start. Elijah Mitchell is a start. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, of course. Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. I would start these guys. Deebo Samuel is off the injury report. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, yeah, I talked about those guys. OBJ, no, I would not. I would just wait and see what happens because, I mean, we've seen, you know, this. He's taking over Van Jefferson, or is he splitting time between Van Jefferson and OBJ now? Van Jefferson's been getting like 7-6 targets. Do those go down to 4-3? And then OBJ gets 4-3. We need to see what happens first. George Kittle, Tyler Higbee, you're starting them. You're not starting any of these defenses. And that'd be it, guys. That's a breakdown for Week 10, Part 2. If you guys have any questions, want to know who to start over who, send me a message on Twitter. Be more than welcome to help you out and give you a hand. I'm at the Dynasty 401. You can follow the Jeff at Geek_Mill. You got the Goat Rush 1. We don't spell it out here. We say it. Guys, go check out the sponsor, MyVTrophy.com. Go check out Autograph.io. Like I said, they got some really cool stuff out there. And if you get a piece, you can join in on their Discord. And then, I mean, there's a lot of information. Tom Brady's really excited about it. I think there's a lot of good stuff there. All right, guys. You guys, have a good rest of your week. Have a good weekend. Go get those W's. We'll see you next week. Normal schedule next week on Monday, starting to break down the weekend. And next week, we're going to start getting into trades. We're going to start getting into the rankings for next year. We're going to start getting into just little scopes here and there about some of the rookies that are possibly coming out. We just got to get it done. All right, guys. We'll see you all Monday. Peace out.